Blog Talk Radio.
Of course I get a call.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and it's 2 days after Thanksgiving. I hope that most of you feel good enough to be on the air with us tonight. I know at our household we've still got leftover food, so that's always fun, and pastries, and it's really fun. And I welcome you. Bonnie is joining us tonight, which is very, very fun. Say hello.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you. And, oh, and by the way, Nancy, just want to let you know up front, we've got a whole slew of people holding. So say hi to everybody, and then we'll start taking those calls.
Well, okay. Just to let you know, everybody, I'm having a little trouble getting in. I've come in as psychic. Bonnie has a show we created together a few months back, and Bonnie's schedule has been difficult. So for a while, we will continue doing my show, Psychic Nancy Matz, Psychic Sisters Talk. Keep asking to be favorites so you'll be on the mailing list so that you'll be catching up with us in the near future. One of the things I do want to mention tonight, that following our show now, at the hour, at 8 o'clock Pacific time, SOS Darlene Lancer will be on, and she has a guest. So look at that, and then from our show, go to her show. Next Thursday, the 2nd, I will be on her regular Thursday night show, Darlene Lancer, and we will be talking about dreams. That's her specialty on Thursday night. Saturday nights, our relationship. And I will be talking about spirit visitation during dreaming. And we will be talking about that at that time. For those of you who are tuning for the first time, my website is my name, nancymatz.com.net. And Bonnie, we do have a site for her, psychicsisterstalk.com. And sometime in the near future, we'll have more on that site. So everything is rolling along. I'm still having trouble getting into chat room, everybody. I will go there as soon as it shows up. But I do want to go
Nancy,
to our
somebody,
callers.
Somebody said, somebody by the name of White Dove, welcome to you, has asked what the subject is tonight. And I do also want to tell you that we have 9 people holding.
We'll
have to get to those calls real quick. And so for everybody who's holding, Nancy and I'll get to you as soon as we can. And also I do want to tell you that for people who are just listening, that our call-in number is 347-205-9071. Again, that's 347-205-9071. And because we're so busy tonight, I have to tell you that we'll look at the chat room, but I'm guessing Nancy and I have discovered that we can't really write too much or do much with the chat room anymore while we're doing the analysis of your phone calls that you've requested, because we found out we're not that great at multitasking when we're trying to read somebody. So
I know you guys understand that. Sure.
Yeah. So
if you were calling in, if you were calling in, you wouldn't want us to be answering someone's question in the chat room. So it got pretty tough a couple of times. Bonnie, how about if we keep the rest of the announcements that I have?
Okay. I'm sorry, Nancy. I couldn't hear you very well. I didn't hear the end of that. Did you say you wanted to make some announcements?
Let's take some calls, and then we'll make some announcements.
Okay, great. All right, well, the first caller, bless you, has been holding for a long time. It's an unknown area. It's just 111, so I can't really tell where they're calling from.
Oh, it's a Skype.
Here we go, caller. Caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Bonnie. My name is Gabriel, and I'm calling from New Mexico.
Well, hello,
hi, Gabriel.
Hi.
Gabriel, what can we do for you tonight?
I was actually wondering if you would be able to give me a message from my spirit guides or angels or anybody that is on my spiritual team.
Shorter.
Okay.
Hold on. And you have a grandfather that's in spirit. He had medium brown hair. He was thinning at the top. He had a square body. He was not real tall. I do feel like he had disease in his body, though I don't know if it was diabetes or something similar to that. He had a multitude of health issues that finally took his life. Do you recognize him? He was medium complexion, and when he was outside, he did tan. He had a square head, pleasant-looking man.
Do you know what side it would be on?
I just go by looks.
Okay, because
does that describe all the men in your family?
Well, I don't know my grandfather's too well. I guess it kind of would my dad because he's kind of shorter.
Okay. And when did your grandfather pass away? Go ahead, Bonnie.
It's the father's side. That's what I mean, immediately I thought father, not mother. So the grandfather or perhaps a great uncle that you're referring to, Nancy, is on the father's side?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's here for your career. And he says he don't want you to second guess what you're doing is do what you want to do. And I'm kind of curious, are you an artisan by chance? Do you do any kind of work to be creative?
Not really. I do love music, though.
Okay. So do you remember which one I'm talking about, which man?
I think so. I think he would be my dad's
career?
Dad.
What did he do for
a
career?
I'm not even sure. I didn't know him really well at all. I've only seen him once.
It doesn't matter how many times we meet up these people. They'll sometimes pick somebody, and he shows a lot of alliance with you. Regardless how he was in physical form, he's favored you. And he's not pushing you, but he's guiding you. He wants you to be happy in your career or your avocation like a hobby. And I took the message to be that he had something he wished he had done in life, and he never did. So you need,
Nancy,
you
can I
find,
say something?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nancy. Well, I was just thinking, Gabriel, Nancy and I have discussed this that with relatives, and Nancy and I just had this conversation I think it was today, we were talking about similarities in earlier generations. There's this kind of very interesting thing where there's this line, this connection to a past relative. In some cases, your grandmother, a grandmother will have a grandchild that looks so much like them. This is the case here. Where that older relative, you are very similar, and that's why he's connected to you. He, you know, you were born, and I think he probably had passed on already, and he saw you and saw this baby is just like me. He's just like me. This is, I'm going to have another chance through him, and I'm going to help guide him. That's how he happened to be your guide.
Oh, you're aha. Uh-huh. Well, who are we describing now?
I'm not sure, but that sounds really cool, you know.
It is. It is important.
Well, you are very much like him. You look like him. I think he's a little shorter than you.
Yeah,
and,
I'm kind of tall.
But he's,
right.
And he, they were shorter back then. I think it's a ways back. But you are very similar
grandfather.
To him in thinking and, and philosophy.
And the other thing he's trying to show me is he's made his presence known to you. And it's interesting that I have a lady, Green Valley ladies, if you're listening, hello. Reminded me I'm going to be talking to somebody that this is a very similar situation that he is, presented himself to you in your house. So I'm going to really make you stretch your mind. He's tried several times of making a glow, a blue gold glowing, coloring type of thing that doesn't belong. So I think he was trying to illuminate himself or there was a color around him. I don't know if we call it halo or we call it luminescence. He also makes me think that he's around you when you eat. I don't know if you like restaurants of a particular kind or like to cook a particular way, but he's always around you in the food area because he likes smells and he likes, I don't want to say that he's presenting smell because I don't know if he's had a particular aftershave or he smoked or he's around you in food, but there's some kind of aroma. Have you noticed anything like that lately?
Well, I've seen a shadow leave out of the corner of my house one time. But I kind of had a dream the other night where this, it seemed like I was in a hospital or something, and this man walked up to me, but I had a really weird feeling like he wanted to get in me, like
oh
in my body.
He would be trying to do that. Since he's so similar to you under the circumstances, that's exactly what he wishes he could do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I woke up completely, like, in a sweat. It was crazy. I didn't know if it was
a good
thing or a bad thing.
No, don't be scared, because he loves you.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
I wondered. I never really felt like anybody was on my side. But the thing that that worries me is I want to follow my spiritual path, but I got some, like, really scary, kind of frightening readings from some people, and that's what I was wondering about. Some psychics down here, and I don't know if they were trying to scare me, because I definitely think that one was. I know one was, because some time had passed, and the spiritual feelings that I have gotten are completely not to what she said, and she was actually trying to push me away from it, like she didn't want me to succeed.
Let me ask you, I don't mean to interrupt because we have 9 people. We need to start talking. So let me ask you a question. What I picked up is your creative side. Are you wanting to be a psychic reader? Are you a writer? I'm trying to figure out what this creative side of you is. Is that it?
Okay. Well, I think that I may be a healer. And but I'm worried that that I'm attracting bad things, or bad things are going to happen to me. Some people say, stay away. It's the devil. And, you know,
Let me stop you for a minute. Remember, you had a dream about being in the hospital. And this spirit guide, if Bonnie's correct, and it was him, he's trying to move you ahead that you are healthy, that he is helping you be whole. And remember I said that he's trying to tell me that you're not pursuing what you should be pursuing, that you're not doing what you really want to do. Now it's pulling out of you that you want to get into healing and spiritual work. He said, pursue your dreams. And you said, well, I'm in the career, da-da-da, I like music, da-da-da. But what you should have said, yes, even though I'm a working person, what I really want to do is, that creative side of me is my healing. So he is answering your question. He is in your life to pursue what you want to do. And this man was a very compassionate man. When you figure out who this is, ask family, you're not going to be surprised. He was a very quiet, compassionate man. He wanted to be around people and help people. And he says, Bonnie was right, you two are very much alike. So I would do everything you can. And maybe the people that are putting obstacles in your way is a test. Maybe the universe is seeing what kind of hoops as you got.
felt that.
And also, let me just throw out there real quickly. I mentioned to you, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of him, but I think I was also feeling that you are frightened. You're a young man, obviously. And so basically you need to have a little bit more confidence and not be scared. Don't be scared. Have that be your mantra. And try to find stillness so you can find peace in your life. I want to refer you to something I've just recently discovered. Eckhart Tolle wrote a book, Stillness Speaks. And by finding the stillness in your heart, you're able to find peace and tranquility. You need to find that, kind of that part of your soul, so that you can relieve yourself of the fear that you occasionally have, but mainly just don't be scared. Life is going to be wonderful for you, and, oh, by the way, you're going to live for a very long time. Seriously, I know that about myself, and I know that about you, and so don't be scared. You're going to be around for a long time. Enjoy your life. Okay?
All right, my man. Keep in touch.
Bonnie, Nancy,
good luck,
I love you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Dear.
Thank you for calling in. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
let me put
luck.
Out that
bye-bye.
If you, those of you who want our help, we do this full-time. I do this full-time. And so my website is nancymaps.com or .net. And my phone number, of course, is on my website all over the place. I want you to hear what he was being told, that we all have a journey. And if the little gal that I talked to, I had a session before we started tonight, and Bonnie was gracious to do the web the switchboard for me, is that we need to see how the story of our life is to unfold. And part of that, and Bonnie and I have both been in challenges for the last couple of years, and our mother passed away a year ago, so it's been a tough couple of years. And the thing we need to remember is that there is no mistakes in the universe, and everything's in divine order. And if you can find that peace, and you find that center of yourself, and just trust, and let the world unfold around you, you will be shown the light, and the guidance will be shown to you. And with this young man, I we can get the messages, but we are not mind readers. And so what came out was this young man has an ability, whether it's healing with words or healing with energy. Once upon a time, someone told me I'd be a great healer. And I'm not a person to put hands on people, but my word heals people. So the spoken word is also a healing mechanism. Bonnie, who's next now?
I have answered the phone for someone who's probably been listening to us talking here.
Okay,
and I don't know where they are because it's a 000 indication on the area code. Caller, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, ladies. This is Brandy from Texas.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. Oh, you've called us before, haven't you, Brandy?
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
And my question was, what could you see coming up in with the work and career area for me?
Gosh, I don't know how we know things, but before you even start talking, excuse my voice, everybody. I was shown coins, so you have new money coming to you. Are you out there looking for a promotion or a new job?
My mom and I are starting a business, but it hasn't started yet.
Okay. They are showing me a slow start to it. And coins versus silver dollars versus paper dollars. But I'm being shown a handful of silver. So it feels like you're going to be opening the door to something. And have you started, did you tell me now you started the business or are you opening up to start in March?
We're working on it. We're working on starting it in January.
Okay, so March will be a real significant term. I'm seeing shown the word March. So, you know, people will have a grand opening later. So start now and even start your own blog talk radio show promoting your business if you have to and your websites and all that. And by March, you should see it take off.
Or oh, okay, get going. Great.
Bonnie, can you add to this?
Yeah, I see also something happening in March. Was that when you were planning on opening, Brandy?
Oh, January,
actually,
Bonnie.
Planning on January.
Oh, you said January. Okay.
But
well,
I could see it maybe not being in January. Boy, things are
done. Sometimes that happens. We get, you know, we have a projected time. That no, I think
it's an internet business, so it doesn't open up at a certain time.
Well, the thing is that you can do your grand opening. You could start in January, but then you could have the official opening in March. The first, you know, like springtime is now we're doing a grand opening.
Right.
And that will be a kickoff. And I don't mean to pry. Don't give me your company name, but can you share with us what the product will be?
Yeah, they're going to be organic products.
And what does that mean, dear? I can't understand you.
Organic products, like holistic living.
Sorry. I was thinking of cosmetics. I don't know where that came from.
That will be a part of it, too.
Oh, cosmetics are. Okay, so emphasize cosmetics. Ladies, be healthy inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, go for that. Because I thought you were talking cosmetics and I couldn't. But if it's organic and cosmetics is part of it, then cosmetics may be a big part of it. How's that?
Right.
And also
fragrance.
You've got some
fragrance. It's going to be a lot of everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think the fragrance are going to be a real big hit. I see that as well. Good luck to you. What town are you in, Brandy, if you don't mind me asking?
I was in Austin. Now I moved to Fort Worth, living with my parents right now.
Where's the business going to be?
Okay.
What town?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay, Texas. Well, you ladies have a lot.
That's a better location than where you were, so I think you're going to have some success there.
You know, can I just ask one thing real quick? Do y'all see when I'll be moving out of my parents' house? Do y'all have a month for that?
I can understand understand you'd be anxious, but, you know, don't be in such a hurry. I don't think you're going to be moving all that soon. Do you, Nancy? It's going to be a little while yet.
In fact, it was a little tough to figure out. I was wondering if that was also March. I don't know. I think a lot of energy in March.
I was thinking at least 9 months. At least 9 months, Brandy. Maybe. And there could be something happening at that time that will cause a delay. And it could be business related. You're just trying to hang on to your funds a little bit. It's not so terrible. You're kind of lucky.
It's not terrible, but, you know, everybody usually likes to have it in place. So.
Sure, of course. Well, good luck, Brandy. We've got to let you go and take another call here. And good luck to
you. Thank
you
so much.
Bonnie and I were talking. Good night, hon.
Thank you.
Bonnie and I were going to do a show tonight on predictions. We were talking earlier today, and sometimes you wonder how we can keep a voice, but we were talking about predictions as in the United States economy. And, of course, anything else you want us to talk about, and clearly talking about someone's new business is a prediction. And when I was asked the predictions after the first of the year, I was sharing with people how the country would be in movement. And I said a lot of people will be moving because of job and opportunity. But clearly this young lady and a lot of families are moving back home. And that could have been part of the process. Almost like I look at the United States as having waves, like a seashore, one wave after the other, and then turn the waves, go back the other way. And I do believe, and it was mentioned, that we'll have highway projects started like Hoover Dam was during the Depression, and more people will be moving. And so sometimes when I talk to people about, well, where are you looking for a job, it may be that families will be moving. And this young lady has moved, I don't know how far, Austin, from, where is she, Bonnie?
She's in Fort Worth right now.
She moved from Austin. I don't know what the distance is. I don't anticipate this movement to slow down until at least through next summer, because new opportunities will be satellited, be here and there. I know that Bonnie said there's a big movement in her part of the world for law. So if you were looking for law jobs, would you stay in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Maybe not. You would have to move to Seattle. So be open, everybody, to opportunities where they show up, and that's going to be really hard for people to do. You got families, I know we have a lot of calls. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yeah, and I've already clicked into one call here, area code 619, and the caller is waiting patiently. Caller, where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, California!
Hi,
I didn't recognize the 619. Tasha, what can we help you with?
I wanted to see what you see for me in the romance area coming up.
Did you just recently date a dark-haired man?
No, I haven't dated in 2 years.
Was the last man a dark-haired man, almost black hair?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, I just work here. I'm a news reporter. I saw this very dark-haired man, kind of a nice-looking man in your mind. So even though you broke up 2 years ago, the energy of the individual is still in your life. The one I see coming, and Bonnie, you can chime in any time, is a light-haired man. Also, you sound like you're young, so I would say he's close to your age or around your age. And I feel like he's very easy to be with. I don't know easy talker, I'm implying that. But someone who's fun. I hear you laughing. Someone that's easy to be around. Not intense or moody. But someone who's just relaxed. Bonnie, you have anything to chime in on that?
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned this man, I began to see him. And unfortunately, I see him driving distances on a highway. He's not going to be that close to you. Not bad. I mean, he's going to be in your general vicinity, but I think he's going to be at least an hour away. But, you know, I see a lot of enthusiasm coming from this guy that it's kind of like no, it's not a problem that he has to drive a distance to see you. I think this guy's going to meet you, and there will be some sparks. So this is encouraging.
Well,
he's
very nice.
Married.
Very fun to look at.
Is she? Oh, you know this already, Nancy? Have you seen his
podcast? No, I just see him.
Oh,
I can
you see
him in my eye. He's nice looking.
I keep getting
pretty
the feeling, Tasha, have you been married before?
I was married. I was married for 15 years.
Yeah,
I
had a sense that you were married before, and you're going to be married again. And I think, this guy's going to be pretty enthusiastic, so watch out. And he's got a little history, too. So he's got a few little hurdles, so you guys are going to have to work through these things together, unfortunately. I wish it was, I wish it was easier, but I think everybody has, a lot of, this guy's got some experiences, I guess, is what I'm getting to, but he's worthwhile, so give him a chance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you see
she cut out. What'd you say, dear?
No, I think she said, we have a terrible connection that night. I don't really know why that is. Everybody's kind of clicking on and off. Tasha was asking time frame wise, and I'm. What do you think, Nancy?
I would say 3 to 4 months at the earliest.
Yeah, I was thinking 6 months.
Okay, we'll give you a window. That's better than just going out forever. Well, it's really hard. Time is very difficult with different weather systems, and we base predictions on weather, and I live in Tucson, so it's kind of, I have warmer weather year-round, so it's hard. Where's 619 area code?
In Southern California.
Southern California, so
yeah.
You have the same, similar. So
isn't
I would say 3-4 months.
Isn't that near in San Diego, 619?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's gonna be north of you. He's not going to be... I keep seeing La Jolla. Well, that'd be nice. I went to school down there, California State at San Diego, so I'm somewhat familiar with the area. I see him, he's north of you. I'm thinking like Torrey Pines, La Jolla, maybe even a little bit, somewhere along the coast, I think. So if I were you, I would spend some time in that area.
Oh, Bonnie.
You know, these things are preordained. They're preordained. You're going to meet him. Doesn't really matter what you do or where you go. He's going to appear in your life. So.
I actually work over in that area, and I have friends that live in that area. And I'm going to be starting school in January over in that area. So.
Well, that's why.
I'm around there.
I guess there's a reason I saw that then. Okay, well, it looks like a done deal. Like I said, it doesn't really matter what you do or where you go. The person that you're going to meet, you will meet him because it's ordained, and that is the case in this. Well, that's exciting. If you get a chance, you might be kind of busy after you meet this person, but give us a call and let us know how it's going, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's very fun.
I will.
All right.
It'll be really fun.
Excited.
Okay, Tasha,
thank you.
Good luck, and I hope you meet him sooner rather than later, okay? Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bonnie, Nancy, give the phone number out. I've been looking for it here.
Yeah. The call-in number? That is 347-205-9071. We have a lot of people holding, and I hope that all you guys, Nancy and I'll try to speed it up a little bit. Again, 347-205-9071. And the next caller is area code 510, which I think is Northern California, East Bay Area. Caller, where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Hi, my name is Denise. I'm calling from the East Bay of Northern California. You were right.
Okay.
Well, we only lived in Northern California almost all our lives, so it's...
Yeah.
5'10". I get 5'10" and 3'10" now that I've been in Tucson for 5 years. By the way, I see we have a lot of guests in tonight, and I don't know if it's the ladies in my area. I'm also interested in knowing if the lady who called about the lost dog is one of our guests, and to call in, let us know what happened. I had to help somebody with a lost puppy. It was really sad. The dog thought he was a puppy. And then I see in the chat room we have the Wicca Goddess in Kimberly. And White Dove, hello. And then Joe was in there. And then Princess and Timmer. So we have a lot of guests. Here's one, the Crone. I love these names. So welcome tonight, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5. We've had more people sign in. If I didn't mention your name, I apologize, but it's great to have you step in and enjoy the night with us. Well, Denise, what's going on with you, lady, young lady?
Hi.
And we can get a question from you.
Great. This is a career question. I have been looking for a job for several months, a career, not a job. And I don't know if I'm taking the right avenues to find this job. So my question is, I've been using the Internet. Is that the means of finding the job? And I was wondering if you can tell me when I might be seeing this career materialize.
Hold on. Bonnie, if you can get right in there. 510 is where?
Yeah.
It's Oakland
North
area.
North of you. Is Oakland, Oakland?
Yes.
Is Oakland the middle part of San Francisco or the top part? I've forgotten.
No. It's right across the bridge. It's right over the bridge.
Yep. Bonnie, you getting something really quick here?
It immediately, as soon as you started talking about this, Denise, I knew that it is not going to be the Internet for you. You need to start contacting people that you know, the typical advice about networking. But the thing is, it isn't just a question of
friends.
You calling people to pick their brains about what kind of career opportunities they might see for you. I have a sense that you're going to be meeting with someone, a friend of yours. I see you out with a number of people some evening, and you're going to start talking and something will come to you. That's how you get your ideas. It isn't necessary. It's kind of like when you're not looking, it hits you. But it is going to be information that you get from friends. It's going to get you in the right direction. From there, you might try the Internet. But just using the Internet for the bulk of it, no.
If you're beating yourself up looking on the Internet, it may not come from where you're looking on the Internet. And, Ken, I don't mean to pry. We don't want too much on the air. Are you in a professional, I don't know if it's schooling or in what kind of career are you?
Yes. I'm a professional businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Management, marketing.
I got the professional side of you as though I'm seeing you at a club or group of people that's really art by chance.
Is that what you saw too, Nancy? Because that's what I'm seeing. That's the same thing I was seeing, Nancy. You said that you saw her out at a club in that kind of a situation with friends. That's where she's going to get the...
Club. It's a club. Yeah, it's a place where people meet to have... a lounge talking. It's very high end. It's not a nightclub. And I'm going to say something kind of crazy, but it's almost like it's near the college or around professional educators or people that are connected to academics.
Kind of sounds like Berkeley, which is right next to Oakland.
It's or probably it's in San Francisco State there, too. I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I got that feeling, so let me know what that means. Maybe the person you connect with leads you to an opportunity. And for heaven's sakes, we all have to be flexible in the jobs that we get. You will get a good job. I don't know if it's exactly what you're looking for, but it will be a good position.
Okay. I'm open to anything different.
Well, then that's, maybe that's why I said what I did, and it's not what you trained for, but your professional background will get you a better job.
Okay.
That's really good. Okay. It's very exciting. I wish we knew every job in the Yellow Pages, you know, then we could narrow it down. So we can just go ahead.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with Shattuck Avenue that runs through Oakland and Berkeley. You know the part of Berkeley where Shattuck Avenue runs through and it's kind of a lot of shops and restaurants and things like that. Are you familiar with that area?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever been there? Have you
yes.
Have you been there recently, or are you planning on going there soon?
No, not at all.
You're not planning on it?
No.
But you have been there. Well,
I have been.
I kind of see, you know, don't be too surprised if somebody calls you up in the not-too-distant future, maybe even you wander over there yourself, but I kind of
have a sense you're going to get invited and you're going to go there to one of those, as Nancy said, she thought kind of a high-end, perhaps a restaurant or something like that. But that's where things are going to start happening for you. So if it doesn't happen that somebody calls you, I want you to go there because there's so much energy in that location. I want you to explore the bookstores and just spend some time in that area. I have a feeling you're going to learn something from doing that. But that's just something I see in your future that's going to be productive for you, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you both very much.
Okay, sweetie. Well, thank you. Let us know how it goes. Okay.
I will.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nancy, the next caller, I'm just moving right along because we've got so many people on hold, and I really hope that we can get to you, all of them. And for the people that we don't get to, Nancy, let's just tell them, please call us next week, next Saturday at it's 7:30 in Tucson where Nancy lives. It's 6:30 where I live outside Seattle, 9:30 in New York. So we're all over the place, but so 6:30 Pacific time. And Nancy, I'm going to answer the phone for somebody here who lives in Sacramento, area code 916. Caller, where are you calling from? And hello? Oops. Nancy. You know what, everybody? I think I just could have disconnected my sister. I feel so silly. Okay, let me try the next number. The next number is area code 773. Caller, where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Hi, I'm from the Midwest. I'm Joellen from Chicago.
Hello.
Oh, cool. Okay. Joellen from Chicago. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you can pick up some good news about work. Anything interesting?
How interesting to have to call tonight. Well, more than half are job-related. Do you see yourself on a plateau right now where you are and there's no doors opening up? It's almost like I'm on a plateau like in the Midwest and you're on a horse and you're riding around. And you see the mountains off the distance, but the cliff is nearby. And you want to avoid the cliff and any disaster that you could create. You want to hit toward the mountains for opportunities. Yet when I look at that and think about it, there may not be any leads for you to go toward the mountains. It's like you have to be very careful where you are to network in such a way that you have opportunities for you. And I'm not sure there are. As you see your job today, what would you have to create or do?
I'd have to leave and find a new job.
Wow.
It's a good, safe job. It's just, like you said, it's a plateau. I've learned what I needed to learn, and I need to move on, but I'm at the position where I'm not sure what to do next or where to move
next. You know what?
Not move.
You know what, Joellen? If you've got a secure job right now, Nancy and I always tell people, don't leave your job until you have another one.
Oh, I hear you.
I call it putting the anchor in the ground. I feel like you will connect and find another opportunity, but it's not time. Where you are, like I said, it's kind of a funny visual. At one time in my life, I said, you know, I want the facts. I'm an engineering background. I want the facts. Yet every once in a while, I'll get a visual, and it may be that's how you feel. Like you're in the open plains. There's nothing that you can hold on to, not even a rock. And you're looking all around, and there's nothing. Well, you got it right, girl. There's nothing there. And for you to go toward the mountains where you can advance, you may have to look somewhere else. And the only thing I can pinpoint is that if you work in the Chicago area, it would be north and a little east of you, but not in the water, of course, a little north and east.
Hmm.
So it could be in the same building or across the street. By the way, I was just cut off from the Internet, Bonnie, so I'm so glad you're doing the switchboard for me tonight. Can you believe
that?
Yeah,
I think I did that. I think I did that.
All of a sudden, it's disconnected from the Internet, so I'm kind of, like, baffled. It's amazing to me.
It might have been me. But so Joellen, are you prepared to move? Is this something that you would consider right now?
Not right now. I'm just kind of, you know, like I said, I'm in a dry spell, and I thought just maybe you might see something that I just didn't feel, but you know, I'm also kind of looking as to, you know, what kind of spiritual growth I should be making as well at the same time.
I'm going to stay with the business. And so I want to say put your mind to that, because once your soul is settled with where you're going to work, then you will be in a place of being energetic. I think that if you look in the spiritual, I think your job interest will pull you down. You're the kind of person that really responds to a positive work environment and a positive growth there.
Correct.
So you could get into the spiritual, but put more energy into networking and trying to find opportunity. Don't know if you know a blonde lady, but I'm seeing someone that could open doors for you, but it's not time. So start networking and figure out where you would go or what your qualifications are, and then open the door for yourself to see where that can go. Bonnie, anything?
Nancy, I had the same kind of sense. I just wanted to caution you a little bit, Jill Ellen. For some reason, you've got a lot of things. Actually, you've got some, I think you have some family issues going on. Is that right? There's some things happening with your family right now that you're concerned about. Is that true? Hello? What'd you say?
Not really. No, not really.
Not really? I wonder if something might be.
You might be picking it up.
Possibly something
period.
In the future. Yeah.
A bunch of sisters, a lot of egos with sisters right now.
Oh. a lot of drama.
You know, nothing bad.
I understand.
It's just a typical sister stuff.
Well, that's good, at least right now. But I kind of want to caution you not to overcommit yourself too much. I think what Nancy was saying is that it would be really worthwhile for you to pursue the thing you're interested in, your spiritual development. Your job situation, I like that it's pretty secure right now, and I think that you will find something you want in the future, but please don't be in a hurry, okay? I think it's just, Nancy said it wasn't right now either. So it's not there for you right now.
Yeah, I just thought maybe
be a little cautious.
If you felt any freelance work or anything along those lines, or, you know, that's why I was. And I agree with
you. We wouldn't know the difference, see. We could tell you, and I could have given you the direction to look for even the freelance work. And the blonde lady could be, a younger blonde lady could be the opening for that. Won't know until you it happens.
Okay.
So start looking if that's okay, if that's what you want.
Sure.
Okay?
Thanks, girls. Have a great night.
All right, sweetie.
Well, thank you. And you
keep
touch,
warm.
Let us know how you're doing. Okay. Keep warm. Good night. Nancy, the next caller is area code 610. Caller, where are you calling from and what is your name?
Hi, this is Tim. I'm calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Tim?
Great.
Glad to meet you.
Tim from Philadelphia.
How are you?
We're just
very
fine.
Good. What can we do for you?
I just got a new job, so that looks good. But I'm wondering if there's a new love life coming into my system, into my life somewhere. A new love, and I'm trying to also connect with some family members that have passed on recently. So I want to see what you see.
Well, Nara, let's start with the family members, because love can always come. The family
right.
is rare. Whom did you just lose recently?
I just lost a brother.
Is his first name only?
Jerry.
G or J?
G.
G. And who is the other one?
You know, our dad would be great if he came through, too.
And how long has dad been gone?
Dad's been gone a while.
You know, I do see some of them, but I don't know if it's a dad or a grandfather. Was your father meeting this a wiry-looking built?
What do you mean by wiry?
Wiry, tough.
Slender.
Slender, tough, like he might have been slimmer. At the end of his life for a while, and he was wiry looking. People would say, well, he's wiry. I don't know how to explain that. It's kind of a meme. This is a man that might be a grandfather then, and he showed up, and when I asked who your brother was, I don't think it was your brother. This looks like an older man.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a friend, someone in the family to step forward, and if it's not your dad. I don't know if this man said he had a stomach problem. And I think he did lose a little weight in his life. He has a very sharp jaw. So do you recognize him by chance? Didn't have a weak jaw. He had a very... Hmm?
It could be my dad, maybe.
What did he die of?
He eventually had a heart attack that took him. But I know he did have, you know, some ulcers.
Oh, it is your dad? Mm-hmm. You didn't answer it that way. Was he a strong face, a strong jaw?
Like I was little. I was 12, 13 years old. But I would say so.
Oh, I'll be darned. He didn't step right forward. But he did want me to know that he had a stomach problem. So if that's how you answer it. He says he's been, don't hear this wrong, he's been real happy in spirit. And that might have something to do with how he passed or why he passed. But I feel like he, as a man in spirit land, he's very content. How recent was Jerry? Did Jerry leave? I'm trying to find
months.
Him. I can't.
Summertime.
Jerry. Bonnie, I'm picking him up. I can't find him. I wanted to.
Well,
the father is saying he's very busy. Huh?
I could be wrong. I'm seeing someone in a hospital, a young man in a hospital. Was he hospitalized?
He wasn't, no. His son was.
Oh, his son. His son.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. Yeah, but he himself was not, no.
Oh, he might be in still recovery, Bonnie, if it's been summertime. And
yeah.
I'm just going to ask, he didn't have anything to do with taking his own life, right?
No.
Okay. He might be in recovery, but I can't figure out why. I feel like a woman and possibly the father here greeted him. The father is making himself known very, very strongly here. He just showing me so much in his mind that he's been busy. He's been active. I don't know where he was raised. Where are you called? Philadelphia. That you could have moved there, but I'm being shown a lot of outdoors activities for this man. So I want to say that he doesn't want you to grieve his death and that he is alive. But by doing so, I think he's trying to show me how alive he really is, and that's what the brother can have. But I feel like there's grieving on the brother himself, and grieving his death, or grieving that he had to leave. And sometimes the death of the body is a trauma, and it just takes time. If it's only been summertime, I've seen it. There's no time over there, and sometimes it just takes longer. I can see this older man, and it makes me aware now that if you were 12 when he died, he's been over a long time. And he showed me his complete body, so he really wanted me to get his description. And before I could even start asking about the brother, he was showing himself to me. I have to get that is the message, that the father is there with you and the brother.
Okay.
I just can't pick up the brother at all, and I'm really sorry. Do you mind sharing with us how he did die?
He had heart issues as well. And he just wore out is the best I can describe it. He just stood up in the middle of the night and his heart stopped, and that was it.
I wonder sometimes when people are ill for a while, that they, like if you have a car accident,
right,
they fall right out of their body and they're whole. And even though they may be mad about dying, they recover. But when you have illness and you're young and you grieve your death, it can take a little time. And the best I could speak to is family will gather and take care of him. Boy, someone just came in, a woman with light eyes, green or hazel eyes, said I was there. She has a full face, very plain looking, very clear complexion, not a lot of makeup. I can't see her hair color, but she had rounder face, cheeks. I think she might have been heavy at the end of her later years. And she says, I was taking care of him. I don't think it's a mother. I think it's a grandmother. Do you remember what side of the family had light eyes, were heavy people, heavy woman?
Probably my father's mother.
Do you remember her having hazel or green light eyes?
I think she did. I would have to go look at
it's almost like she rushed here to get this in before we had to let you go because we can't spend, time.
Yeah, I know they were kind of close at times, and she was. Like, I remember my grandmother being heavy. I mean, her lifespan
was heavy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so grandmother hurried here to make sure that I got her description because she's the one that greeted your brother and has been taking care of him. So he's still in recovery for whatever reason. But she has the light eyes and the full face and very clean and plain skin.
So she might not wear a lot of makeup, but she was full face, and that's heavy to me. So she really hurried. And that's about the best answer she, that she's been very tentative to him. Okay?
Great.
That's good. That's the best you can get, Guy. All right,
okay.
Tim.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Good luck. And you take care, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
That's
Nancy,
enough.
Another caller. Let me take a second here, try to get this caller up. Area code 580. Caller, where are you calling from? And your name, please.
Good evening. I'm calling from Oklahoma, and my name is Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Hi,
what
Linda.
Can we do?
Hi. I would like some guidance on my present situation. I'm in the process of doing sorting of belongings and trying to find good homes for my current pets because I need to move from Oklahoma to Tucson, Arizona. And
what part of Arizona?
Tucson.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, that's where I live.
I know it. I heard that word earlier, and I thought, isn't this just a meant-to-be situation? So the fact that I'm on the phone talking to somebody who's living in Tucson, I'm really excited about that. But I was
looking for some
guidance in the whole process of this moving, and when do you see me moving, and is there anything that I can do to facilitate the move, and possibly how Tucson will present itself to me.
Bonnie, before we answer her question, there's a gal in the chat room. I just looked over. She said she was 916. So God has put a call in again, 916. After we're done with this lady, Bonnie, we should go to the 916. She said she got disconnected.
Oh, dear.
So,
okay.
So mine's a 773 number.
Okay.
So, you know, when we call each other on the regular phone, or I call our ID shows until we do these radio shows, and then it doesn't really show up that way.
Well, truthfully, some of these numbers have been popping in and out, so there has been that problem.
Yeah. That's the trouble. I don't haven't paid for the extra service, so we who have free Blog Talk radio shows, we probably don't get the best airway. May I ask your first name again, Oklahoma?
Linda.
I really like you. You have a real strong business sense. I think you're really strong-minded. Now, you didn't tell us if you have your anchor into Tucson, if that's the reason you're moving. Do you have your job lined out here?
I was born in Tucson. I lived all my life there up until 5 years ago. I came out to Oklahoma. My husband just recently passed away about 14 months ago. And I want to go back to Tucson because I made a good living there.
Yeah. Can you just give me the thinnest idea of what kind of work? Were you in the entertainment or the convention center or downtown in that area where you worked before?
No, actually, I am a retired school teacher, but I also am currently, I work as an energetic healer.
When you come here, I'm looking down in the center of town, so if you get in some kind of opportunity with a convention, remember, I'm just sitting here, and I'm thinking, why am I being shown the convention center? Everybody, we have a small convention. It's like not huge, but there may be some opportunities for you in that part of the city, and if you go down there, you may see what I'm looking at. I don't know what I'm looking at yet. I'm sorry for your loss, too. And we sometimes will do a cycle, go back to what we know when our life does change. I think you're getting on firm ground of your knowing. That would make you at least ground yourself in this place here. Bonnie, when you pick up, she'll be leaving. I'm having a hard time seeing 3, 4, 5 months. It's kind of like up in the air. It could have something to do with her settling her affairs there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the spring. I'm thinking about April. In other words, you're not going to be doing it next month or so. Did you think you were moving sooner?
Yes, I was thinking more like January.
I pick up February, and sometimes Bonnie is very gifted. You can hear us on the phone. Sometimes we'll pick up months that are important. So you could move earlier, but be unsettled until April.
you may feel like you've moved in finally and settled in by April. So the mm-hmm. aha feeling is what Bonnie picked up. I picked up a mm-hmm. sooner move like February.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Okay, so,
well,
I hope
thank
you're
you
very,
very
happy
much.
When you move there. And I think I think you will be. I think this is what you really need to do is move back home. It's going to be very kind of nurturing for you to be doing that at this time in your life. So I hope you'll be happy there, Linda. And
well,
also, I'm sorry
so
for you all, too.
Thank
okay.
you.
Well, stay in touch with
look
us.
Look me up,
and,
girl. I'll be expecting a phone call from you.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank
that'd
you.
Be
bye-bye.
Great. Okay.
You
take care.
You
Nancy,
too.
The person from Sacramento, I believe Sacramento 916,
yeah.
that number has come in again. So
great.
We take the call from Sacramento. The caller, what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kayla.
Are you the goddess?
Kara. Yes, I am.
Oh, how fun are you? That's from the Sacramento area, everybody. And for the gal that just hung up, my website is my name, nancymatz.com.net, so you can get in touch with me when you come back to Tucson. Well, before we lose time, young lady, how can we help you tonight?
I was just wondering what you guys pick up on romance and love for me.
Well, that's really important. I mean, romance governs our lives, doesn't it? Are you in a relationship with the dark-haired man now?
Yes.
So what would be your question about romance? Are you trying to get him to ask you to marry him or do something or what?
Yeah, pretty much. We're trying to move out. Just kind of wondering
what
when
that
is everything going to fall into place. Yeah.
Yeah. Move out meaning, what does that mean to you? You're both moving out of present residences and move in together or what?
Yeah, moving in together.
I think you're
going to
love it.
Yeah, getting the ball moving kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think he's really looking forward to this. And I don't know if he's completed everything he needs to, but he's looking at new beginnings with you. So I feel mm-hmm. like it will happen. I can't promise next week, but I feel like he's excited to do this. Kind of like a new beginning. Is he, how long have you been a couple?
About 4 years.
4 years? Has there been interference with another person in his past?
Yeah.
I think that's bogging him down. And by you living together, it would close that door. Or at
mm-hmm.
least close it to a place where he can go on his life with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that'll
good luck, Carol.
You know, Kara, I see somebody, I know we've just got a minute here before we have to go. But is there someone in your life who wears a uniform? At first I thought it was a law enforcement, and then I realized it was probably military. Is there someone in your life like that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Is he in the military? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say he was your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah,
he is an ex-boyfriend, but we do still talk because we are friends and, yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to
being in the military kind of scares me. Yeah.
See, Bonnie could just pick up the energy of him around you.
Yeah, that could be.
The energy of the other, if your man with interference. So I was reading your man, and he's worried about trying to finish up interference. And by going on with you, he sees that door closing, and he'd go forward with you. I think all looks good. All right,
yeah.
Lily, I'm glad we could get you. Sorry, Bonnie cut you off, but she thought you were me.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't mean to cut Nancy off either, so I'm glad you called back, Kara. Thank you. And good
right,
luck
thank
to
you
as
so
you're moving in. It sounds very romantic. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. And,
Nancy, I guess we should say to the callers that we've got 2 minutes. Everybody, I'm sorry for the ones that the numbers have dropped off. I think they probably thought, gee, Nancy and I are moving slow tonight, but we've had such great callers. And I hope these people will call back again next Saturday, 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern time. And to the callers that are on there now, you know, you can always contact Nancy at her website. And she does do readings. You call her up, and she'll make an appointment with you. Nancy, you want to say anything in the last minute?
Yes. Darlene, hello, dear. She's in the chat room. She has her show starting in a half hour, 8 o'clock Pacific time at Darlene, SOS
oh,
Darlene Lancer, and I will be on her show Thursday, 8 o'clock
Darlene Lancer, and we're talking about spirit visitors in your dreams, and she'll be talking about decoding your dreams. So I will list these two shows, this show, on my website under calendar. So, Darlene, I'm going to do that right now. And Darlene's show will start in a half hour. And if you need my help, my website is nancymatz.com, nancymatz.net. Bonnie?
I want to say hi to Larry, if he's still listening in New York. And, Nancy, it says the show is on but not streaming, so I guess we must be off the air. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. We'll see you soon. Or call, give us a call next week for the people that we're unfortunately not getting to tonight. Nancy, I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Okay, bye-bye.